Ladies and gentlemen, on this pre-leap day, leap week. I don't know why I'm so excited about this. I just am. Maybe because, you know why? Because I do all the other holidays. We have to do stuff for, there's some kind of Christmas-related Passover, President's Day. I'm always doing that. So once every 4 years...
We didn't do anything for Martin Luther King Day.
No, I guess not.
You didn't do anything for National Coming Out Day?
But, you know, a couple of years ago, I did a Martin Luther King thing. And
So every couple of years, kind of like the...
Yeah, but I've never done a leap thing. This is my first leap thing. Leap thing!
Because you haven't been on for 4 years.
I have. I've been on for 5 years. I missed one at some point. I missed the one in 2004.
Not to mention the one in 2000, which we didn't have. But.
Yeah, but that was before... How do we not have a leap day in 2000?
No leap day in 2004.
May I get to catch up or something?
Leap years are any year that's divisible by four, except not the century years.
So wait a minute, you can go 8 years without a leap year?
Yes. Well, technically seven.
Oh, well, woo, why is that? What are they trying to catch up with? What almanac thing?
That's kind of the way the sun revolves around the earth.
I had no idea. Well, anyway, here's someone who has an idea about leaping and jumping and mostly swimming things, actually. We have on the phone with us on Dave's Gone By a fellow named Paul Rudnick, no relation. You should just add that legally to
no
his
relations
name. Your name should be Paul Rudnick, no relation. He is the official
only
frog.
Only in the theater circles.
Well, in movie circles, too.
Let's get him on the air.
Paul Rudnick of Grow a Frog, welcome to the Daverhood.
Hi, Dave. It's good to be on your program.
Well, thank you. Thank you, man.
And, Paul, do you have relatives? Because Dave's kind of getting them all out of there.
Yeah, you do have some relations, right?
Some.
Okay. And you know where his relations are from? Do you know where Mr. Rudnick actually hails from? He's a Long Islander, like us.
That's amazing.
This Mr. Rudnick or Paul Rudnick?
This one.
Okay.
This one on the phone.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, we have a delay. Are you on, like, some sort of phone delay, dude?
Paul?
Yes?
Where did you grow up?
Believe it or not, although I'm calling you from lovely Florida on the West Coast, I grew up in Massapequa.
I don't believe it! How could you grow up in Massapequa?
And I actually went to, and this is going to be a little bit embarrassing, I went to Amityville High School, and I can absolutely assure you that my high school experience was the Amityville Horror. They wrote the movie about me.
Well, Paul, I happen to know then you must have lived north of Jerusalem Avenue.
Incredible.
Wait, are you hearing Jeff's mic? Did you grow up north of Jerusalem Avenue?
I'm going to divine his address for you. Paul.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Are you awake, Paul? Are you with us on Planet Dave here?
Well, yeah. You know, can't you rub, like, something off of a frog's back and it's like a drug or something?
Not these frogs.
Oh, no?
Paul?
Yes?
We're both talking to you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, why, did you... You thought we were just talking to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Well, we actually both talked to you. This is really an absurd show where two people scream questions at you constantly.
And you have about 10 seconds to answer. So...
6 plus 9!
So how did you get involved in Grow a Frog?
Well, it's a long story, and to be honest with you, we've been in business for 29 years, so it's been so long, I really don't remember the very beginning.
Hmm.
But I've been working for this company for a long time, and they plucked me out of the lab in when I was at the University of Pittsburgh. And basically what it was is that there was a tadpole that was transparent. You could see through it. You could watch its live heartbeat. So, you know, we thought that this was incredible. And rather than taking all those frogs and dissecting them and killing them and whatever, we thought that this is going to be great for kids. So we've been doing it for a long time. It's amazing. I can't believe we're still doing it.
Because one of my memories of high school is I had to pith a frog.
I had to do the same
and
thing.
And I never liked that.
It was traumatic.
It was like you put the little pin in the back of their neck, and then they just spazzed out.
Oh, you mean it was, that's right. Oh,
you had to
pith
it, remember? You paralyze it, and then you cut it open because you had to see the heart beating.
Ooh.
Ooh, it was really...
No, we did dead ones. We actually did get formaldehyded ones. We had to cut
them
open.
No, we had to pith them.
But these are most of these frogs are actually pretty small because they start as tadpoles.
How big do they get, Paul?
Well, the frogs grow to different sizes. If it's a male or a female, the female...
Don't I know that?
the females typically are about twice the size of the males. That's just the way it is in Frogville.
I guess it's the Amazon women.
But how do you tell the male from the female?
Oh, it's easy. The male has is very easy to tell.
He has a bigger record collection? What? No.
They have bold black stripes on the inside of their forearms.
See,
and
just like
it's
this.
Extremely noticeable.
I think we have two females. Because we always
okay,
wanted them to mate, and it just... But doesn't the sex
you said
come in...
lesbian frogs?
That's right. Leap and lick, leap and lick. No, I don't know what that means. The
But Dave would like to announce one thing right now.
Dave is not gay. just so you know.
Dave is a little homophobic that he has to announce this all the time.
Yeah, every couple of minutes I'm going to have to reiterate the fact that I'm not gay. And our frogs might be, because they're both seemingly the same sex. They have not reproduced. Have you had people who bought, I know you have, but grow frogs, and they've had babies and stuff and families?
Kind of like that.
Yes?
Yeah.
You talked over his answer, so you couldn't hear it, Dave.
Sorry about that, yeah. So, but how long do frogs, grow frogs normally live?
I'm sorry, say again, Dave?
How long do grow of frogs normally...
Oh, for God's sakes, I can't even tell you this. They average, honestly, about 5 years life expectancy. But, and I'm not making this up,
mm-hmm.
We have been in business since 1979. I know of one frog that is still alive from the get-go. So I really can't tell you how long they live because I really don't have any answer to that yet.
Wait a minute, you have a bionic frog that's been alive for 89, 90, for almost 30 years?
Incredibly. We get emails. I had one tonight. It was very sad. From a 20-year-old frog. That
you got the email
away.
From the frog? They are talented. They are bionic. No, I'm kidding.
We get emails all the time. 20-year-old frogs. I had one this week from a 25-year-old frog that's going strong, and sadly one that passed away at 23. It's not the norm.
Wow.
I mean, most of them don't. Not. It's kind of like living to 100.
And how big do they get? How big do they get?
Well, if you have a good-sized female, about half a dollar body size. So that's not including the legs. They can get pretty big.
Yeah, when they stretch, when you go from like the tip of their little leg claws to the back leg claws, they're actually much longer than that. But the actual body is...
Well, it's
kind
of like turtle size.
The little turtles, yeah, not the tortoisey things. Yeah, and we do need to explain that these are aquatic frogs. They completely live in water. There's no rock where they sun themselves or anything like that.
Absolutely. In fact, if you take them out of water, they just can't survive.
See, I asked that question before, and Paul now answered. You know, Dave told me? He told me they just shrivel up and die.
No.
Well, eventually they will if you take them out of water. They can live a little while.
No, they'll die and then shrivel up.
They die and then shrivel up. Yeah. Did I mention I'm not gay? That's the theme to
Paul, did you know that?
Ball?
Paul, have we told you about Dave's not being gay?
Oh, listen to me. I would normally not bring the subject up, but since you mentioned it, we do have gay frogs.
Oh, my God.
I love it! Hallelujah!
How do you know they're
okay,
gay?
Okay, well, honestly, I don't know, but I can give you the evidence. And the evidence is that when they mate, the male grabs hold of the female. Well, the male will also grab hold of another male.
And they're very well dressed.
Exactly.
Well, look, it doesn't necessarily prove that that's the case because it could be that just, you know, the male hasn't seen a female and, like, you know, he's just like, you know, like the dog grabs hold of your pants leg. I mean, this could happen. I don't know. It happens.
That's how people become gay. They just don't see girls.
Well, but could also be like dogs when they hump each other to establish dominance and it's not a sex thing.
It happens all the time.
I think they're all gay.
Dave
always wants to say nothing's gay.
No, not nothing. 10%. 10% of your frogs are probably gay. It's not easy being gay.
Not easy being gay.
Being a gay frog. Having to be on my own pink lily pad. No, I don't know what that means at
Dave
all.
Doesn't know what anything means.
So you talked about the emails and the letters that you guys get. What are some of the funniest or weirdest stories that you've had about your frogs from people, Paul?
We get, I tell you, it's especially with email. We had well, I'll be honest with you. In fact, you were making me nervous because you told me 11:01 and it was 11:08, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, these guys forgot about me, and I'm sitting down here in Florida, and like, oh, my God.
Actually, you were supposed to call me at 1 minute to midnight. Yeah, 1 minute to 11, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so make a long story short, while I was waiting for somebody to miscommunicate something and for you guys to be worried about the gay frogs, I was checking the email tonight, and we have, and I'm going to be very public with this because she gave me permission to say this, but there's a woman who has our frogs who did CPR. She's a registered nurse for 41 years, and she did CPR on the frog because the non-gay male frog was hugging the female frog the wrong way, and he was drowning her. And she rescued the frogs. And this is what I was doing while we were, like, miscommunicating.
So people are really attached to these frogs.
Now, hold on. So what happened? She pulled one frog off the other and then took the frog that seemed to be drowning and blew into its little froggy mouth?
She pressed on
the little froggy belly.
This is what she says, indeed, but I believe her. She's very trustworthy. I've been, you know, like we have correspondences with her.
I think she should start her own company. Blow a frog.
And yet he's not gay. Can you imagine that? Dave wants to know why people think he's gay.
Oh, shit. That is just shameful. I'm so sorry about that. What?
Oh, I thought you said a bad word.
No. Now, one thing I've heard as just a rumor about the Grow Frog Company, are there famous owners? Are they like Hollywood people who own Grow Frog?
I'm unaware of it. What rumors have you heard?
No, that like a couple of actual famous actors.
We heard Juliette Binoche.
No, not we didn't hear you.
She called up and she said she wanted to grow a frog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, but so you don't know. The owners are just basically typical CEO from Long Island or from Connecticut or where?
Long Island.
Do you send your frogs worldwide? And how do you mail them?
Hmm. We mail them in insulated styrofoam containers, which are just...
It's called coffee cups.
It's a frog shipper.
No, I mean, we were worried when we got ours, you know, because it had to travel for a few hours by regular mail, and then we opened it up, and there's this little tadpole swimming. And this was a good 6 or 7 years ago, so knock wood, you know, we got our $20 worth.
And how much do these frogs cost?
Well, you know, we like to keep our costs down. I don't know if people are going to think it's a lot of money or not, but the average grow frog kit, the starter kit, costs $17.99 to $19.99.
That's not expensive.
You know, I don't think it's a lot.
The frog itself is probably a 5 cent frog, but you have to buy the kit.
Yeah, you got to buy the other stuff too, and everybody knows that. But nowadays,
I thought you fed frogs flies. I didn't know. What do you feed?
No, these are tell. You actually, it's not live food. It's
frog food.
Paul, now there's a question for you. What do you feed them?
We have stage 2 food pellets, which are our own food for grower frogs, which is 100% nutritionally complete. We highly recommend that.
But the bottom line is that it's
extremely cost effective. I mean, it lasts a long, long time. Most frogs, real frogs, meaning like in leopard frogs, like the leap year frog that you guys are talking about.
Yes, of course.
You have to feed them live flies, and needless to say, it's cumbersome to find live flies anywhere, let alone like in New York in like March.
And in the winter, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Now, so like you know, it's pretty easy to take care of these things.
Now, I'd like to ask you a very serious question: have you ever had a frog in your throat?
Oh. I think that goes back to the blow a frog thing, doesn't it? But you know. Now, did you guys ever try to do this with other creatures? Did you ever try, like, grow a leopard?
That's a good question, and I thank you for your question, because the answer is no. This is very difficult to do what we do.
Really?
And I have no interest in doing it again.
What, you only want to grow, you don't want to grow a species?
Honestly, the only thing that we had... And you're asking for, like, just, you know, esoteric stuff that never got off the drawing board. But there is a mud puppy, it's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I heard of those. Those are the fish.
Remember from biology, yeah.
Is it like a mud skipper or no?
No, mud skipper is different. The mud skipper is a fish kind of crawling thing that comes from salt water. But the mud puppy is very interesting because it's a larval salamander that essentially stays – a salamander. So just like Francis Grofrog obviously begins as a tadpole and changes into a frog, and what we sell is metamorphosis.
Right.
The mud puppy is a salamander, and it stays as a salamander. It doesn't undergo metamorphosis.
Oh.
But it's interesting as hell. It's really cool.
That's their motto. That's on the right. Interesting as hell.
I thought it was interesting.
That was their advertising slogan for many years. To schools. Your kids will find it interesting.
Until the devil called up because you can't say that.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, continue.
Yeah, sorry.
But Dave, who's not gay, interrupted.
No, I mean, that's the mud. What did you say? Mud what? Mud flapper?
Mud puppies.
Mud puppies.
Mud puppy.
Well, but you're not doing that.
We're not doing it. We're never going to do it, ever.
Do you ever think about butterflies?
Why should do it? Somebody should do it. It's a good idea.
How about butterflies?
Probably too delicate to deal with. I mean, that's
no. They like. Send. They. I think I bought a butterfly when I was in school.
Really?
Yeah.
Came as a cocoon, or it came as a.
It came as a cocoon.
Whoa! How long did the butterfly live, though?
I don't know. We set it free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Well, you can't keep. Well, what are you going to do? Poke the holes in the jar from the can, leave them there forever.
Yeah. Well, I used to do that with lightning bugs and what else? Well, and moths. When I get more, and then they die. No matter how many holes I poked, moth would always die.
That's correct. The lightning bug was another one, and I mean,
you guys
are right.
The lightning
on the money.
Bug comes from a worm or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it does? No, I just used to catch those firefly things. Those lightning fireflies.
No, but it comes
from a little larval thing. Oh, wow. Let me ask you the last question here for Paul Rudnick, who is the official frog keeper of Grow.
And no relation to Paul Rudnick.
The playwright. No relation. As the official frog keeper, what do you do all day?
What, with the playwright?
No. What is your day like?
Insane radio hosts all day.
Do you go from tank to tank and fish out the dead things? Do you feed them? Do you do lab work and test the pH? What do you do all day?
Well, you have to get out the coffee cups and mail them.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. What is your responsibility? Paul?
Yes.
Earth to Paul. What is your daily task work at Grow a Frog?
My favorite?
Daily. What do you do? What is your actual...
What do I do?
Yeah.
You know what it is,
Dave?
Let's
put it to you this way. I do nothing. The frogs...
the frogs just grow. I love it.
The frogs take care of themselves. I mean, whether they get...
And yet you have no desire to do something else. You do nothing
well,
all
does,
day.
That's a pretty good
and
job.
And you can't even get the puppies, the mud puppies going.
Work on the mud puppies in your spare time.
Maybe I should have, if I have some spare time, I have lots of spare time.
You have lots
actually.
Of spare time. You do nothing, Paul.
The frogs. That's it. What do I know from frogs? I mean, you know, the frogs go ahead and they breed, and then, like, you know, they do great.
So you have other people who put them in the cartons and freeze dry them or whatever the hell they do, and they put. So you're not physically doing all of that. There are other people who do that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We've been in business for a long time, but we're a pretty small company. I mean, this place isn't much larger than your average pizzeria. So, you know, we do have very valued employees who are very dedicated, and they're all listening to this program right now.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, everyone, I'm not gay.
No, they're not.
And especially would like the female employees to know that.
Right. And that's how we do it. I mean, it's a small, you know,
so how many
everybody
frogs,
helps.
How many tadpoles do you have growing at one time there? Paul, how many tadpoles and how many frogs do you have physically on hand in the shop at any given time?
We have several thousand in different stages of development and things like that.
You have to label the tank, how old they are, right?
Yeah.
Because, God forbid, you mail one, it turns into a frog in the UPS truck.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a serious concern. I mean, you may laugh about it, but logistics are important. And when we send tadpoles, and I mean this seriously, we make sure about things like this. We have to monitor the weather report. We have to exactly know how long it's going to take for delivery.
Yeah.
You are correct. And people, believe me, they get very upset when, like, you know, they order a tadpole and they get a frog and they say, well, how come... You know, I paid for this, and I didn't get to see it change. We take it seriously.
Well, teachers use them. My aunt knew about Grow a Frog long before I did. I had no idea.
Can
I
make
I
a big suggestion
every year
that you could do just in honor of tonight and the whole leap year thing?
What's that?
Paul, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just get a list of all the Academy Award winners and send them all Grow Frogs?
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Cool.
I think you should.
That's a great premium.
Well, say congratulations on your win. While you're waiting to get the statue engraved, here's a Grow Frog.
Well, the problem is all half the people winning tonight are foreigners. So you have to ship Grow Frogs to, like, Peru.
Oh, that's what I meant to ask you. Do you send overseas?
It'll work.
Do you send frogs overseas?
Sure.
Oh, you do? They make them? I mean, it's like, isn't it like a three-day trip?
This is more
well,
than
you know, it's we like I said, you know, if people want premium service, they're going to have to, you know, pay for. I mean, if it's in, you know,
yeah, you can do it.
If it's within our normal shipping parameters, then obviously, you know, we'll get it there. That's our responsibility. If somebody's asking for something a little bit out of the ordinary, they're going to have to pay top dollar because it has to get there quickly.
Yeah. Now, Paul, also, how long does it take for a tadpole to become the frog?
It varies, and it's dependent upon temperature. But the average is 2 to 4 weeks. Having said that, I can absolutely tell you that it can take 6 months.
Really?
If it's cold.
Oh.
It can stay a tadpole almost indefinitely because it's a cold-blooded animal, poikilothermic, and it's dependent upon temperature.
So if you get a, like Dave, if you get like a retarded frog like Dave, he's not gay, but he's retarded.
Retarded, yeah.
Let me tell you, if it's gay, it's just never going to change into a frog. That's
right.
He'll be a handsome
prince. It's going to be fabulous little tadpole.
No, because when we got our frog, the first one that we got, we were very, very worried because we weren't sure about the whole metamorphosis process and when to change the food over because there's one food that you feed it when it's a tadpole and another when it's a frog. And then suddenly, like, the frog had one arm out and it's swimming along with one arm for 3 days and we're like, it's dying! I mean, we called Grow Frog, like, frantically, like, what do we do? We think we got a dying frog,
I'm
and they were like,
you,
yeah, you got a dying frog.
You really, because this is, honestly, this is the first time I'm hearing about you, Paul. I didn't know about your
Paul,
company.
Can you send Jeff a Grow a Frog?
Sure.
No, but you know who I think you should send it to? Send it to, like, certain TV shows that could use it, like My Name is Earl. I think My Name is Earl would be perfect for Grow a Frog.
Well, it'd be hard to show up on camera, though. They're a little tiny
No,
for
but
a long
it's okay,
time.
Because it's just the idea. Because I don't know if you ever watched My Name
is Earl.
Yeah. But the brother always needs something to do because he's kind of a little slow. And I think if he got a pet, you know, because the black guy has, I forget what he has a frog. I think he has. He's a turtle. He has Mr. Turtle. So I think you should send it and say, look, this is a great pet for the brother.
You know why? And because it's interesting as hell.
Thank you. Those are your words. If you have any, you know, names and addresses, just simply email us. I mean, you have our email address, and we'll take care of it.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
But I really think you should send it to them and send to the Academy Award winners.
Well, for next year. I mean, it's a little late now. By the time
congratulations on your win. Here's a frog.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my Paul Rudnick Academy Award-winning story?
Tell us our Paul Rudnick Academy Award-winning story, and then we've got to move forward. So,
you won the Academy Award?
No, but I once went to a wedding in Pennsylvania. And when you go to a wedding, you have a little card what table you're sitting at.
Those are called place cards. I'm in the party business, Paul.
Yeah, place, of course.
And I live in Massapequa, by the way.
That's cool. Massapequa Park.
And the park,
I
had to rehearse that. Anyway, so the guy comes up to me and he says, are you Paul Rudnick? And I said, yes. And he says, are you the Paul Rudnick from New York? And I said, yes. And he says, you know, I think you have a fantastic sense of humor. And I said to him, you know something, I really appreciate that, thank you, because you're the first person to ever really say that without ever meeting me, but I really think that I do have a fantastic sense of humor, thank you. And he says to me, I think you're going to win the Academy Award this year. And I looked at him and I'm thinking, I don't think so. And then he throws his finger out, I'll never forget it as long as I live, and he like admonishes me and he says, wrong Paul Rudnick. And I feel like awful, you know? So now that's the real Paul Rudnick, and I'm like,
wait a minute,
Paul Rudnick Frog Farmer.
You mean we've had the wrong Paul Rudnick on here for like close to
no,
half
wait,
a year?
No,
at the time I thought it was the right Paul Rudnick, but
now,
he obviously didn't agree.
What you should really do is send the New York author of Jeffrey, Paul Rudnick.
You should
send him a grow frog.
Yeah.
And say, I have a hilarious, it's a very funny story. I really think that's funny. Now, Dave, who's not gay, maybe didn't understand.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to say, Paul?
Well, I get scripts mailed to the wrong Paul Rudnick, meaning me.
Oh, really?
Well, I have a lot of his mail. I mean, I forward it. I never put any.
Any checks, you can sign them over right to us. We'll take care of that immediately.
All right, fine. Get in touch.
Any royalties?
Have you've never thought about sending him a frog?
Nah, he never sent me anything.
Oh, he would get such a kick out of it.
It's actually a great idea. Anyway, we've got to wrap this up, but I want to thank the wrong Paul Rudnick,
no,
who was interesting as hell.
He's the only Paul Rudnick who's going to talk to us.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we thank him. And by the way, if everybody wants to buy a grow a frog, maybe especially if you have a grandchild or something, or just for something really cool that's not a goldfish.
And it's a good teaching tool.
GrowAFrog.com. There's no dashes in it, right?
That's as good as I could do, if not better.
It's growafrog.com, no dashes, no nothing, right?
Nothing.
It's one big word. Grow a frog.
Who could or could not be gay, either way.
Either way.
Paul Rudnick, it has been a delight to have you on Dave's Gone By on this pre-leap day edition of the show.
Listen, Easter has Easter Bunny, Thanksgiving has turkey. I think you're doing the right thing.
That's right. You guys could provide the leap day frog.
It could happen,
like,
but only if you do it, which you just did, so I thank you.
Yeah.
You're most welcome, man. We'll be right back with more of Dave's Gone By right after this.